Happy Tuesday to all 11 of you. It is Radio Free Weir with Rod Babcock and award nominated and award winning now Radio Weir with Rod Babcock. I just want to thank all of you that voted for me and for the show in the Pitch Awards.
Did you get fired?
I got laid off. From Kansas City. I mean, Boston thinks they're going great.
Yeah, but so Kansas City gave you an award for being the best radio, and you don't work there.
And I don't work there anymore. Yeah,
but it was like a People's Choice Awards, right? So like the people, the general population, the general folk.
Yeah,
they voted and said, "Yep, this is the best show.
Yep,
it's the one we like.
It's the one we like the best
more than all the others."
So let's just do a recap of my life. At the beginning of this year, towards the beginning of this year, our ratings, which were always, well, for the last 2 years, were really good.
Since I've been on the show.
Skyrocketed. And
since I've been on the show, you can say it.
Okay, since Rod has been on the show, not so much Rebecca. In fact, a huge...
Mostly Rebecca.
Yeah. Since Rebecca started on the show, it's just a coincidence that the ratings went up when we had a strong female personality on the show to balance out our overwhelming maleness. But the ratings have been good for like two years.
I'm not overwhelming. You're overwhelming.
And then about
February,
we went to number one. We skyrocketed to
Hells
number one.
Yeah.
And had really great ratings. And then I knew in June that I was being nominated for this best radio personality because I don't know how the pitch it works. I think that's a write-in thing, like people write
in
their favorite.
Yeah, it's open, like kind of open-ended, and then they take all the votes. And yeah. I'm sure there's things they don't consider, but you know, they count them up, and these are the top votes for the nominees.
The point is, I was the number one show in June, at the end of June. I was fired or laid off at the beginning of July, and despite the fact
quit the 1st of May,
right? Despite the fact that I
that's
was number
a dick
one,
move, by the way,
yeah, he was a real asshole. Yeah. Despite the fact that I was number one, and despite the fact that I was just voted the top radio personality in Kansas City, I no longer work there because the person who's in charge of Entercom in Kansas City is a genius. And decided that I wasn't worth having on the budget anymore. Obviously, because I can't make money, I have no mass appeal. Again, despite having the best ratings and also despite being the number one radio personality.
Well, it's not what's important to the station.
According, right. It wasn't important to the station, to the cluster, having the number one host. Regardless, yep. It's no more sour grapes because it's I'm doing things are going great here in Boston. We still have this podcast, so it's like you know, it's the best of both worlds.
I can't wait for winter, dude.
Oh yeah, when I'm like I'm so cold. Why did I move here?
Do you know the snow comes all the way to your armpits?
Is it supposed to do that?
Yeah.
So Rod, though, you and Rebecca are going to the ceremony tomorrow night. Now I'm a little bit confused as to what the ceremony is.
I have no idea what to expect.
I don't think that it's like an award ceremony. I don't think it's like the Oscars where there's presenters.
He's still out of town. Dana would probably know.
Dana would definitely know. Yeah. You should ask
I'll
her.
I'll text Dana and ask her if she's been before.
I don't think that they like give out awards and stuff. I think that you're just kind of there. Like
yeah, I don't think it's
I
don't
winners.
Think it's like a and the winner is kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, because we know who the winner is. And, it says it in this week's or this month's Pitch magazine, right. Which is you can get. So I don't know, but you are going to go, and Rebecca's going to go. I bought you tickets.
So you got me a ticket and Rebecca a ticket.
Yeah, I sent them. Okay. I bought the tickets. I sent them to your Gmail. Yeah, they're in there. How are you going to do this? Are we going to do it the way we plotted it out where you're going to go as me, and wear like a ratty old bathrobe?
We can do that if that's what you want to do. I could just go as me and be a dick or I could be gracious and nice. It's you tell me what you want, sir. It's your award. You bought the tickets. I'm going technically on your behalf.
I mean,
and the only reason any of us are going is to wave a middle finger around going
at Intercom, yeah,
which is kind of foolish on our behalf because they're like, yeah, we're still a company. What are you guys doing? Don't you not even have a job, dude?
Yeah. Well, you quit. So
I know.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering how much to rub it in the face of Intercom because, you know, Rebecca still works there.
Right. And you know, you have a job, so it's not like you're bumming about it.
No, I'm fine.
And yeah. But I'll be happy to go and be a dick.
I mean,
I'll be happy to go trashed. Hell, I don't ever drink. I get somebody to drive me, I'll go hammered.
Maybe you should look at this as a networking opportunity. Not for radio, obviously, but you should
maybe be nice.
Yeah, maybe you should see it as like other people can give you a job. Like you go up to Jasper, I'm sure he'll be there and be like, "Hey, you got a job?
I don't wash dishes." You know what though? I have like a furry bear onesie. I should wear that.
Yes, I want you to wear that. And then I want you to go as me. If you're going to dress in a ridiculous outfit, you need to go as me. We need to do...
I was just going to tell him I came from a job interview.
It's like the Andy Kaufman, Bob Zemuda thing. What was that guy? That guy they played.
Oh, I love that. What was his name?
Tony
something, yeah.
Clifton. Tony Clifton.
Clifton.
Yeah, Tony Clifton.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
Yeah, you need Jonathan Weir needs in Kansas City. He's become like a Tony Clifton type character, played by different varieties of people. One of them could be you.
Anytime somebody just snaps off, then they'll just go all Jonathan Weir on the situation.
Yeah,
dude, you know what I found out recently?
What?
In the country of Norway, when in America, if you're at a 7-Eleven and you're in line, and the dude at the counter is suddenly in an argument with the lady behind the counter, and he's like throwing Slurpees and shit and screaming and like storming out of the place and knocking over stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this guy totally went postal in the fucking 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah.
In Norway, they go, "Some dude went Texas in the store today." Went full on Texas right there in the store.
Now, okay, wait.
That's an expression in Norway.
I need to ask you, does that upset you or does that make you...
No, that's
fill
cool.
You pride? That fills
no,
you
that's
pride.
Cool, yeah.
Of course it does. Of course, yeah. Why wouldn't it? Yeah.
You'd be like, "No, some dude in the store today, he went full on Texas right there."
I gotta say, your Norwegian accent is actually not bad. It came off
kind of Canadian though. Yeah.
Well, at first I thought you were doing a Mexican accent. And I was like, "Uh-oh, this is racist." But then I went, "No, that's Norwegian, so it's okay."
Yeah.
That's funny. Like if you went Texas on a place, that means just going ape shit.
Yeah,
and throwing stuff around.
Yeah, like going postal
and going and grabbing the cookies and eating all of them. And then throwing them up on the counter.
Screw you, I'm out of here.
That dude went like
totally Texas, yeah.
So
it was just full on Texas.
What would like go in Missouri be? Like you go in and buy all the Sudafed and all the other things that you can use to make meth?
Making meth. Either that or you just stand there going, you're going to have to show me. I don't
get it. What about Kansas? That would be
in Kansas. If you went totally Kansas on the situation, you would stop and pray for everyone, and then go bang your girlfriend while you chastise the rest of them.
Your girlfriend, who's actually a guy,
yeah, on the side, yeah,
yeah, on the side chick, but because you have to move it to the side,
yeah,
right. That's good. I'm trying to think of what it would be for Massachusetts, but I don't really. I'm not familiar enough with the state.
Yeah, I don't know. I know they tax it, and
you know what? Taxes actually aren't that bad
here.
Have
Tom Brady talk about it.
Like, don't get me wrong. Everything else is a lot more expensive, but the taxes aren't nearly as bad as like
I always heard that it was. Didn't they? Yeah. They call it Taxachusetts.
It's not that bad. Huh? No, I think they were worse in Texas or in Kansas. I mean,
probably.
Yeah, yeah. Which is ironic. I don't know.
The nice thing in Texas about taxes was the state of Texas doesn't have an income tax.
Right.
So you don't have to, like, when I first moved up here, the first year I had to file my taxes, I was talking to my dad. He goes, "What about your state?" And I'm like, "State what?" And he's laughing at me. And I'm like, "What the hell? Why is this funny? I'm going to get in trouble." And he's like, "No, it's no big deal." He's like, "But you got to take care of it." And he's like, "There's only three states that don't do that." I'm like, "Well, evidently Texas is one of them, damn it."
Yeah, it's Texas, Florida, and Washington.
They do sales tax, like a pretty healthy sales tax.
Yep.
I think it's like 8% now or something or more than that.
Same thing with Florida, yeah.
But yeah, on everything. Everything has sales tax. So I don't give a crap if you file, if you live here, if you work here, if you're buying something. And you know what's funny, though? I had to learn this working at a grocery store. If it exists on its own, you can't tax it. If someone made it, you tax it.
I'm confused.
Like for food.
What exists on its own?
Water.
Okay.
Ice is taxable. Somebody made that.
But see water is not taxable.
Yeah, fruit. You know what I mean?
But if somebody you go filtered buy, the water. I mean, that's not...
If you go buy an apple or a tomato or something, that's not taxable.
I would like
but a salad is.
You know what? You could sell it, and people would probably buy it. You'd sell raw water. It's unfiltered. It's wild water. They call it wild water. And it's unfiltered.
Straight out the garden hose.
It might have bacteria in it. But, you know, that bacteria, it's pro.
On a hot day, it has that rubbery taste. It's awesome. Take it right back to childhood.
I've been, I saw pills. It's you know, probiotics. You know what those are?
I don't know. I'm antibiotic, so I couldn't tell you.
Right. It's pills that you take, and it's supposed to, like, encourage good bacteria in your gut, which I'm not a doctor, or I have no medical degree or anything like that, but it just seems like a scam. Like,
it does. I've heard people say it before. It's like, okay, at what point did they go, how do we get people to take medicine even if they're not sick?
Right. Well,
tell them that if you take this medicine, you won't get sick.
We'll have these dumb bastards.
Do you feel fine? You need a double dose.
We'll have these dumb bastards eating bacteria, thinking it's good for them. And then if they get sick, they'll be like, well, I guess I just didn't.
There's good bacteria.
I didn't eat enough bacteria. That's the problem. I just didn't get enough bacteria into my system.
There's good mold. I mean, not really that stuff on your leg there, but there's good mold.
Wait, mold on your leg?
For somebody, yeah.
Okay, all right.
It could happen. So here's the thing. Today, this very day, October 1st, is my 26th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
26 years ago, 1993, Tabitha and I got married.
That is awesome.
And check out, you know what Tabitha got for wedding anniversary for
what?
Us? Sinus infection.
But you share it, so.
We're gonna. Yeah. That woman never calls a sub. And though she has to, for work, you know, go to field trips or, you know, take kids out of town or do whatever. But as far as being sick, that woman never. This morning at like 3 a.m., she's up online trying to figure out how to set up a sub. I was like, uh-oh.
So, yeah, you would think the school would have that in place for her. Like, why would that be?
Well,
on
it's you have to like get on. Like, you can't just call and say, "Hey, I'm not coming in today." You have to get online and
Seems like that should be that easy.
You fill out the form, you know, and then they find because there's a pool of subs that, and it's like a lineup, like you're next in queue.
I get it. It just seems like that should have been somebody's job. And you know why they have that website now is because it used to be somebody's job, and they decided,
didn't like getting called at 3 a.m.
Yeah, well, that person had that job, and now they don't anymore. But hey, I'm sure the superintendent is making an extra 10 grand a year, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, that works out well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so Tabitha's sick as hell, and I've been working on the garage and stuff, which is amazing. I got all this crap moved out and have all this space. Here's the thing. Jonathan Weir is the kind of guy that if he says he's going to do something, by golly, you just have to call him a couple times to remind him, and he will do it.
That's not fair.
That's coming from me, who you will have to tell me 3 years from now. Remember when you said, oh, dude, I swear I'll do that. I'm the worst.
Right, because I dumped a bunch of stuff before I left because there was just nowhere to put it in Rob's garage. And I was like, okay, if I do that, then I'll pay for you to get a dumpster.
Well, and that was it. He's like, you're like, look, I don't have like a ton of ridiculous amount of stuff. It's like, either do I, but I have all this stuff I can't just throw away. It's like, look, I'm going to add my pile to your pile. You kind of keep it for a little bit, and then I'll pay somebody to take both piles away. I was like, great, let's do that.
Yeah.
So they came today and took it away.
All right. And I got paid on Friday, and I said I would have somebody come over. The problem was I called the dumpster guy on Friday, and he did not get back to me. So then you had the idea of let's just have a junk removal
guy. I was like, you know, we could probably just have him come and take it in a truckload. It's not
And they came today. They were just supposed to do an estimate. And then I get a text from you going, hey, they took everything.
Yeah. Well, the dude said, dude, we're here just like this much and we'll take it. And I was like, okay, great. Take it. Cool. Get it the hell out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm the kind of guy who will do what I said I would do, but maybe a couple days later than you thought I would do it.
I'm just giving you shit. Here's the other thing. This is the other exciting thing for me. This whole cleaning up the garage thing. Mm-hmm. Now, hopefully tomorrow, I have to go help somebody fix a trailer first. Tomorrow, I'm going to pick up a 1950 Ford that's been buried in my father's
You're
barn.
You're getting your dad's Ford?
And I'm bringing it up my great-granddad's Ford, yeah. And I'm sticking it in my garage for the winter.
Oh, my God.
And then when the springtime comes, I'm going to put the brake lines on it and start driving the damn thing.
You mean your tender feelings Ford?
Yes, my tender feelings Ford.
That you wouldn't have if Rebecca and I didn't force you to talk to your dad about it?
I know.
Yeah.
You guys made that thing happen where there's water on my face and I don't know where it came from. It was awful. I didn't like it. It was stung by a bee because I hurt, but there was no particular place where it hurt. It just hurt all over.
It's a lot better than when we do that other thing where it's not exactly water.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, that other one. Yeah,
takes forever to wash off. Right, too.
You want
to
do some news stories?
Sure.
All right, listen to this. You don't have to be an idiot because your parents named you Billy Bob, but for some reason, you only hear about the dumb ones. A 59-year-old guy near Dallas. Right, I mean, you grew up in Dallas and in that area.
I don't know that I've met Bobby Ray.
Yeah,
which I always thought was funny because his name was not Robert; it was actually Bobby Ray.
Bobby Ray, okay.
And I've known a couple of people like that. Never known a Billy Bob, except I went to Billy Bob's in Texas, in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
But nope. Never known a Billy Bob. Never.
59-year-old Dallas man named Billy Bob recently decided to turn himself into police for violating his parole. Here's the problem, though, with Billy Bob is he violated his parole. He assumed he did. So he's a responsible guy. He's like, I violated. I better turn myself in. But I'm nervous around cops, so I'm going to get drunk first. And so he got really drunk. He chugged 7 Budweisers, and I'm assuming something else with alcohol in it, to help build up some courage. Then he went to the police station. But when he showed up...
This sounds like a great idea.
What's great about this is this. When he showed up, it turned out the cops weren't looking for him.
Well, not till now.
We don't know why he violated why he thought he'd violated his parole, but there weren't any warrants out, so they would have let him go. Except he was so drunk at that point, they determined he was a danger to himself and others and arrested him for public intoxication, and that violated his parole.
Oh, my God.
And now he's back in jail.
Oh, my God. So he thought he... this is like... It doesn't even make sense. Okay, so you thought you violated your probation.
Yeah.
So in order to make amends for it, you violated your probation?
Yeah.
And you thought this was going to go okay?
Right. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a corollary in life, and I don't... It's like if you're a kid, and you think you're going to be in trouble, so, that doesn't...
No,
crack.
So what? Yeah. Then you go start, a fire, cats and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
you burn the house down. You're like, oh, they'll never. Yeah, yeah, but it's
screw
almost
all
like
you.
It's like this. It's like I'm a kid. I broke a vase in the house. The classic kid thing to do.
Yeah,
broke my vase. So I burnt the place to the ground, knowing that then they wouldn't find the shards of the broken vase.
Well, to hide it, I broke every vase in the house that I could find.
So they can't determine
which
one I broke.
I dug China out of the attic and broke that shit. Just to cover it up. That way they wouldn't know.
So I don't think necessarily that name, your name determines your future, but I think it does have an effect. If you're called Billy Bob, that means that you allowed people to call you Billy Bob,
because
he could have gone by William. He could be William Robert even. That would have been fine. There's got to be a guy named William Robert who has
Little
a degree
Rob.
From Yale. Who's going around, and he could have been Billy Bob, but he went, no. nipping the shit in the bud. You're going to call me William Rob.
I'm going to be Will Rob.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Hobbit's name. Like Samwise and Will Rob.
Will Rob. Actually, that Will Rob sounds like a much more dangerous criminal than Billy Bob.
Yeah.
Well, that's Will Rob.
Will Rob. That's a drop of a hat, Will, I tell you. That son of a... Okay, here's the only... I'm because of the people I grew up around, I know a lot of violation of probation
stories.
You
know stories. A lot of Will Robs, yeah.
Yeah, but this is my favorite story ever. My friend... I had a friend here in Kansas City. His younger brother had gotten in trouble and violated his probation and went to court, and in order to make amends, he had to do that, like, where you show up Thursday, and we're going to make you sit in jail for 7 days, and then we'll let you out, and, you know, you go back on probation.
Right.
Like a punishment. You're going to be grounded, literally on restriction. So anyways, the day before he went in, of course, there was a party and drunkenness, and he passed out very, very drunk. And his brother and some of his brother's buddies took his pants off and wrote fuck off pigs on his ass in black magic marker. And then put his pants back on him and didn't tell him. So at some point, he was at a jail cell being processed, is what they call it. Right. And they're collecting his belongings and taking the shoelaces and all the stuff and giving him a jumpsuit and all and talking to him all the rules and stuff. And he's got a strip. And I don't know what happened. The way I understand it, he was pleased that they had a good sense of humor about it. And I guess it was obvious right away that he truly had no idea.
So, you know what? It might have been there. That was like the third F off pigs that they'd seen that day.
It probably was.
Like, oh, this happens all the time.
Again. Let me guess. You got an older brother?
Yeah. You're the kind of guy who's going to jail. You're probably the kind of guy who would throw a party before you go to jail if you knew you were going, right? So this probably happens. It might be on your forehead. It might be on your ball sack. It might be on your butt. But somewhere on your body. In fact, they're probably more surprised if somebody comes in and it doesn't say F off pigs.
Yeah. Nothing? No writing anywhere?
I guess you're just a lonely guy, huh? You don't have friends? Oh, that's sad. Well, we'll put
you
in solitary.
Last night?
Yeah, we'll put you in solitary because it's your use of that.
You'll be right at home.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, and people should know, your wife's a teacher.
Yes.
Yesterday was a national Ask a Stupid Question Day. And
but there's no such thing as a stupid question.
Just stupid people. Here are some particularly stupid questions that teachers have heard. I'm gonna. There's no order to this. They're just all bad. They're all dumb, but some are dumber than others. For instance. One teacher was once asked, where is the Great Wall of China? Maybe like it was,
I believe
China
it's in Tokyo.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's in Tokyo.
I know it's in Vegas. There's one there.
Yeah.
Another one. If you're sterile, can you pass that on to your children?
Well, okay.
Hold on. What if they're adopted?
Then not so much.
No, I guess not. No.
Jeez.
I guess you still can't. But
here's it. Okay. If you're sterile, can you pass that on? Do you still live by the power plant, or have you moved?
Is breast milk 1% or 2%?
Two. There's two of them.
And they're
have
both
you ever
tons,
wondered why it's
way.
A pair of underwear but only one bra?
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a pair somewhere in
why
there,
is it a pair of pants but it's just a t-shirt?
Yeah, it's just one shirt.
Right. I think a pair of underwear just because it's like it matches pants. Maybe a bra is the same thing. Like if it's on the top, then it's only, it's singular. But if it's on the bottom, for whatever reason, it's plural. Like it's socks.
Well, yeah, but there's two of those, and there's two shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
But the pair of underwear, is that because all underwear are two pair because they're reversible?
You're really not supposed to do that. You're supposed to wash them.
Well, but, yeah, but, you know, you wear them a couple days, turn them around, wear them a couple more days, then you wash them.
Sometimes you wear them on the outside. Just, you know, see how people are.
Why not?
See
why
if
not?
People are paying attention to you that day. Another one. This actually is a good question, and I'm sorry that people think this is stupid because I genuinely am wondering about this now. If there's a speed of light, what's the speed of dark? See, that kid, you could say that kid was stupid, but that's just a genuinely creative, funny question.
It's fair. It's fair. I mean, there's a speed of sound.
Right. So what's the speed of silence? There's a speed of smell. What is the speed of silence? I would like to find that out one day. Is there a speed of smell?
Yeah, there's a speed of smell.
No,
sure.
There isn't.
No, it is. It depends on what kind of food you ate and how many people are in the car. How long it takes all of them to experience what you have.
Well, I mean, but think about it, though. Like, the darkness seems to have its own momentum. I could see why somebody would think that that's, like, darkness is a thing. Yeah. It's just the absence of light.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I'm with you. I'm going to accept that.
What are those pyramid-shaped things in Egypt called?
I'm not accepting that one.
That one's dumb. That's a really dumb question.
It's called a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, I saw a picture from a Kentucky Fried Chicken of the Giza.
If you're standing in front of them sons of bitches, I tell you what, there's a KFC like right behind you.
That's like the worst tour guide in Egypt.
Good God. Evidently, if you're standing there by the Sphinx and
there's
all
like
that amazing stuff,
right behind you.
Yeah, if you turn the other, like you see all those pictures, if you assume it's that, that's what it looks like in every direction. Actually, if you turn the other way, it's like Overland Park.
So where are the pyramids? If you standing in front of them.
If you standing there, I tell
they're
you.
They're there too.
Some bitch just went all taxes up in there.
Another one, or two more. Can you get from America to Africa on a jet ski? See, that's not that dumb of a question.
No, you totally can. Yeah. You're going to have somebody meet you along the way and gas up.
Right. But you could.
And yeah,
it's not advised, but now I want to do it.
Take a compass.
Yeah.
There's always stories about people that go ridiculous distances on the rivers.
Yeah, and like on like rafts and stuff.
Yeah, sea-doos and stuff.
There was a woman who had cancer who swam the English Channel 14 times.
Would nobody let her out? Like,
yeah, I think it was like because, you know, they have universal health care in England, but, you know, that's the price.
So she swam across, like, no, not today.
No,
not getting out of the water here.
Yeah.
Swim back 14 times before
the
somebody
French
let her out.
Like, no, we're not taking it here, sorry. No,
we got French. Why do you think we have this outrageous accent?
And then finally, and this is just a genuinely dumb question, and it would be make me sad if there was an affirmative answer to this. But finally, are bears still real?
As far as I know, birds are not.
Birds, they're gone.
No, yeah, birds used to be real, but now all the birds are gone. Those are drones.
Well, once the bees started dying, the birds have to go next.
Yeah, birds and the bees, they go together.
They go together. Okay, so tell me if I'm crazy for thinking this, but I thought this the other day.
Probably.
Like, so there's an electric eel, right? I was at the aquarium last week with the family. We saw an electric eel.
Yeah, it exists, yeah.
And
it's not like in the cartoons, unfortunately.
It sounds like such a made-up thing that if we had story, like, say if the electric eel went out of business back in the 1300s, it was canceled, it went extinct in, like, the 1300s, and there were stories about it. And there were stories about it. We would just assume
its ratings were good, but the company decided we're going to fire the electric eel.
Yeah, the problem was the electric eel was taking away too much of the clout from the other eels.
It was the wrong eel. That's
it was
the problem.
It just wasn't.
It would be great if that, you know, happened to different eels, but not the electric.
Not the electric one. Anyway, point is, if it went extinct back in the 1300s and there were stories about it, we'd be like, oh, did you know what the people back then believed in? They believed there was an eel that had the ability to, like, shoot out electricity. It's crazy.
Well, it's true because, I mean, you know, saber-toothed tigers and stuff, you kind of go, what the hell, really?
Yeah.
But they were, but yeah, it just looks ridiculous. But at the same time, we have swordfish. I mean, when I was a kid, I really thought that was fake. Like,
you thought that people were...
Why would a fish have a sword on its face? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, what purpose in nature would that... For fencing? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, it's like...
There's a friggin' narwhal. What is that?
I keep seeing stuff in, like, scientific magazines talking about, like, there's a shark in Iceland that's 300 years old. I'm like, no, it isn't. How do you know? What did you ask it?
No, they cut it in half and counted the rings. I don't know how they do that stuff because they're like sharks and alligators and crocodiles and certain creepy animals that they know have been around forever and ever.
Yeah,
they really don't have ways for sure of, you know, hell, they still have no idea how great whites get it on. All those friggin' shark weeks and all the, you know, people killing sharks and studying sharks and nobody's ever knows where or how great whites mate. Like it could be a, you know, a factory. They don't know.
Right.
It's like alien spawning or something.
That's the same thing with the eels. I just saw this or heard this podcast. It was not Conan O'Brien's podcast, by the way, but it was another podcast.
That is Radio a good Lab. Podcast, though. If you get a chance, check
it out.
You
know, he's gotten so much traction off of us. Like, not a lot, but way more than he should. But the Radio Lab is a really good podcast, and they were talking about how nobody knows how eels, like, reproduce. Like, it's been studied for like 400 years and nobody knows how eels reproduce. They have no idea.
They're a very private creature.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't, they're not like us.
The sharks.
We're videotaping it and showing it.
Very, very voyeuristic, not very exhibitionist.
It must be weird. Like an alien viewing this planet. Cause they must be looking at us and be like, okay, so apparently on Earth, if you want to reproduce, if you're the best looking of the species, you have to videotape it. I don't know why that is, but if you're the most well endowed of the species, you have to videotape it and then put it out there for everyone to see,
so other people can watch it,
so other people can see it. Yeah,
and then feel inadequate,
or just go like, that's prosthetic. That's not real.
Yeah, that's not real.
That's not real. That's not real.
They're not really like that.
Yeah,
I've always wondered, though, seriously, about, like, when you talk about aliens, there's some very strange behavior that takes place on this planet. It's that whole, what works in, you know, one part doesn't work in another part. But, you know, just to, as somebody from outside looking at the entire planet going, okay, these people are beating rocks together and surprised it starts fire. At the same time, these people have cell phones, and you know what I mean, like,
right,
really, this all exists together and you guys don't see that as weird?
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, it's funny when you think about it, but like, the more older the technology, the more mystifying it is to the rest of us. Like you said, like the idea of like hitting two rocks together and making fire, that's such a foreign concept to somebody who's just had a lighter their whole lives. But for somebody you know, 2,000, 3,000 years ago, that was like, yeah, of course we need to make fire. We just hit two rocks together until it happens. So, like, in 3,000 years from now, are they going to be like, oh, do you see these, like, bricks that they had? These like, little squares that they used to get all their information off of? Like, how does that work? That doesn't make any sense. Like, why don't they just suck it in off of the information cloud? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, why don't they just vape it like we do? Vape all your information.
Finn had a banana the other day, and he had it up to his head and was like talking into it like it was a banana or a banana, and it was talking into it like it was a phone. He was like, "Hello, hello." I guess he'd seen. I don't know where he got it from, but it occurred to me that a banana is not what a phone looks like anymore.
No.
Like, how did he get that idea into his head? Because
Probably Sesame Street.
It should have been like a square or like a Pop-Tart or something. Like, not a banana.
That would make more sense.
Right. So
I'm telling you, one of the weirdest experiences of my life when it comes to my son, that it just the thing I, because I, you know me, I hyper freak out about the kid and I always think of all these different things. Something I never thought of, we were in my car and I had put a new phone charger in the car. And I had stuck it in the glove box and just had a wire sticking out. And so he gets in the car and is like, why is this wire sticking out? I said, oh, I put the new phone charger thing in there. I ran the wire behind here because it kept getting in my way. And so then it pops out under here and plugs into the cigarette lighter. And he starts laughing his ass off. And I'm like, what is funny? And he's like, why would you call it that? I mean, seriously, like just the most stupid Then it comes right around here and plugs into the cheese grater.
Right.
There was like, why the hell would you call that a cigarette lighter?
Yeah.
That is the dumbest thing he'd ever heard in his life.
That's funny. Yeah. I don't know.
It just shocked me. Like, we always joked about kids are going to say, why do we roll up the window or hang up the phone or, you know, these certain things that don't really apply anymore. Why, when I take a picture with my phone, does it make that god awful sound?
Why, when you go back, you're watching a movie and then you need to go back to like maybe 10 or 15 seconds ago, you just missed something. Why would you call that rewinding? You're not winding anything, you're just going back. Why would you call it just reverse?
Yeah,
yeah,
just tap back.
I don't know. I want to die soon just so I don't have to think about this kind of stuff anymore. It's just all over.
I look forward to the warm blanket of death.
This story will make you mad, and I always love stories that I see that I go, oh, Rod's not going to like this at all.
Oh,
you know, Halloween's coming up, and...
yeah, I love Halloween.
The police in Lafarge, Wisconsin, are anticipating the local high school homecoming and Halloween, and recently they posted some guidelines on Facebook.
You know what? You're right. That does piss me off. Lafarge, what a name.
Well, it's Wisconsin. There's a lot of Frenchies up there.
I know.
They recently posted some guidelines on Facebook for anyone who's planning to toilet paper a house. Quote, if children are going to toilet paper someone's property, they should first receive consent from the property owner and clean up the mess when they are done. That's right, everyone. If you want to TP a house in 2019, you have to ask permission from the person who owns the house.
You know, it takes a little bit.
Clean up afterwards.
It takes a little bit, but a good rainstorm and it all dissolves for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I don't know. I've never TP'd somebody's house, but isn't the
I never
point
did either. I know a lot of people that
you're not supposed
did
to clean it up. It's supposed to be inconvenient for them.
It's just a funny prank that nobody gets hurt TP'ing a house. Yeah. Don't go egg and shit. That's what we did, and that's not cool.
Eggs are disgusting.
And
a waste of food.
We went, we took, in Texas, it's not cold on Halloween. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So on Halloween, we had like six or seven dudes in the back of a truck and three of us in the front. I was driving and we went to the grocery store and bought like 12 or 13 cartons of eggs. All of us.
Yeah.
In line. And they just kept looking at us. We're like, what? We're making the world's largest omelet. And then it was like, oh, I don't know those guys. That's just a coincidence that we're all wearing Metallica shirts and buying eggs together.
Yeah.
So listen to this. So we get in the truck and we're like, we're going to go egg everything. We get in the truck and we start to drive across the parking lot. And all of a sudden I hear everybody in the back like beating on the side. They're like, stop, stop, stop. I'm like, what? And I stop and there's this kid who looks to be about 15 years old, pedaling his bicycle across the parking lot in his little Kroger, because it was Kroger grocery store, in his little red Kroger schmock and white shirt and headed to work for the night. And I stopped and they all go, hey, dude, come here. And he turned and he pedaled his little bicycle up to the bed of the truck and was coated in it.
Oh.
Just... like, oh my God. And I drove off, and then that was the rest of the night was us just egging, and we kept going to different stores and buying more eggs.
Oh, I feel bad for that kid.
I do too now. Yeah. At the time, that was the funniest shit I'd ever seen in my life, was that poor kid standing there like, what? And I'm thinking, why would you go to the truck? Look at us. Yeah, you knew what was coming.
Stranger danger, you dumbass. This is maybe you know what? Maybe you prevented that kid from ever getting kidnapped or violated in some
way
later.
We're in a Ford truck with mag wheels, and there's like 12 of us, and we all got long hair and cigarettes. You knew what was coming.
No, maybe he was worried that if he didn't go, he'd just get an ass beating. So he's like, I'll just take the egging. on Halloween, my sophomore year, and it's important
to
know
this. How we didn't get killed, I don't know. What?
My sophomore year of high school, which, Rod, I don't know if you know this or not, but that's the second year of high school, 10th grade, generally.
Oh, 10th, sophomore okay, 10th, gotcha.
Sophomore year of high school. Gotcha. And I'm in it's sophomore year of high school, and I am sophomore. Standing at my locker, and this kid comes up to me and takes a handful of shaving cream and just smacks me in the face with it. And I like went, what the
Why
hell? What is wrong
hell?
With you?
Yeah.
And he started laughing hysterically. And he's like,
shenanigans.
Oh, sorry, dude, but like it's you know, it's Halloween, so like all of us upperclassmen prank freshmen. And I immediately was like less pissed off that I had a face full of shaving cream and more indignant that he thought I was a freshman.
We prank freshmen.
Yeah, we prank freshmen.
That stopped a long time ago. The
worst thing about it was I was in a class with the guy.
Yeah, no, you're. I'm
he was the same age as me. Yeah. Yeah.
I know. I just don't like you.
Yeah. Right? He could have just said that. I would have respected that more. I don't like you, weird. And your head's so big, like it's hard to not
want to miss.
Do something to it. I'm not sure what, but something.
You know, you remember the movie Dazed and Confused, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That whole licks and shit thing.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
they
get
were
your licks, yep.
Drive around swatting the kids. That shit went on.
Oh, I know.
Like,
yeah.
For real, hardcore. Like that.
It was Richard Linklater.
I remember that shit.
From Texas, and that was very much like.
No, I very much remember that shit. I was too young, and by the time I got there, it was over. You know what I mean? Like that
so you missed out on it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I remember that very clearly. The hazing of the freshmen and shit. And what was weird about it is where we lived. You had junior high, so it was 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then high school was 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Sophomore, junior, and senior, I believe, as they call it. And so they would come to our school and jack with the freshmen. They weren't even in the same school.
They like made a field trip.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Why would they mess with the sophomores?
In fact, a couple of years before I got there to be in junior high, they changed the time start and release times of school of, you know, the different grades.
Yeah.
So that the high school kids would all be out of school and home before anybody else got out of school. They would always say, well, so that they could babysit stuff. She's like, no, it's so they won't roam around beating the piss out of us. Because we're all walking home at the same time. If you let them go first, then by the time we get out, they don't care. They're home.
One last story that I got to go.
What do you got to do that's so important?
I got to pick
up
my
beans?
Son. I got to pick up my son from school because we have to go to a eating contest.
Do you have to give tithing to Tom Brady?
No, Tom Brady is not judging a bean eating contest that me and my son have entered ourselves into.
Okay, all right. I was just checking.
It's not happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you met the drop kicks yet?
Man, you know, of all of the Boston things that I really actually do want to do, that is definitely one of them.
I would love to see the drop kicks in Boston.
Yeah, I love them. Yeah.
Oh,
they are, dude. You have no idea how. I mean, you probably have some idea, maybe, but how huge and popular they are here. Like, they...
Oh, I'd hope that was true.
Oh, yeah, no, people love them here. There's
good.
There's this little kid named Quinn, who he has had cancer. He's recovering from it, but his immune system was compromised. And so his parents, they're in Weymouth, which is south of where I'm at, And his parents set up this thing called a Quindo, which is very cute. And it was he's like this 4-year-old kid.
Oh, like
he
sits a window, in there, a Quindo.
And then people would come by and, you know, perform and do stuff outside of the Quindo. And like Tom Brady was there, and like all sorts
of
other
course,
like people,
it's Tom, yeah, it's Boston,
right? Yeah, and he's Jesus. And but the Dropkick Murphys came by because Quinn is a huge fan of like the show Pirates.
Nice.
And so they came by and did like this kind of childish version of Shipping Up to Boston, like not nearly as frightening and terrifying.
Right, right. No, not so much emphasis on the skinheads and stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was great. It was very heartwarming. Anyway, here's the last story, and this will make you happy. I told you a story that was going to make you angry, just to make you happy. You ever wonder what Jim Belushi's up to?
No.
Okay.
Not even for a minute.
Apparently, he lives
there for a while, just kept getting more shows.
Yeah, yeah. According to Jim, and I don't know what he got after that, but he didn't deserve
it. Stop giving this man shows.
Okay. He lives in Oregon now, and he grows weed. This weekend, he threw his third harvest party at his farm in the southern part of the state. 400 people showed up.
Oh, you know, I was always a big fan of his.
One of those people that showed up for this was Dan Aykroyd.
Of course.
He was there to help Jim announce that
a long time.
He was releasing a Blues Brothers strain of pot.
Blues Brothers weed.
Yes. Huh. I don't know. What is it called, though? It doesn't say what the name. What should be the name for that?
Ooh. Half a pack of smokes.
Half a pack of smokes. That's good. That's good. I'm looking for it in the story.
Mission from God.
There you go. That's good. Yeah, it doesn't say in the story what his strain of pot is called, but Mission from God should be the name.
That should be a good one.
On that, that's it.
Take this, bitch.
AikensBCRepair.com. That is the place that you need to go to if your phone is acting stupid and slow and goofy and lame. Maybe the battery is just disappearing. It's evaporating. Maybe the screen is cracked. Maybe it fell down a well and it's waterlogged. Whatever the problem is, take it to Cody Akins at Akins PC Repair, and he will be able to fix it or be able to tell you where you can buy another phone, I guess. But most of the times he can fix it. The other thing that Cody has is refurbished computers. So if you're in the market for a new computer but you don't have new computer money, go to Akins PC Repair, and he has computers there. And the great thing about this is, you know, instead of buying a computer off of Craigslist and just praying that the person didn't rip you off, these are certified by Cody. So if there's a problem with them, you take it back to Cody, he fixes it. But I guarantee you, there's not going to be a problem with these computers. We use a refurbished computer from Akins PC Repair to make this very podcast, and it works great. Never have had a problem with it in the 3 months that we've been using it. And honestly, I can't say that about any other computer I've ever used in my life. So AikensPCRepair.com, go there, refurbished computers, problems with your phone, whatever it is, Cody can help you out at AikensPCRepair.com. Make our computer guy your computer guy at AikensPCRepair.com.